Okay.
Scott Wall, the Marshall County, her name.
Don Williams is. Yeah, we're going to accept the additional petitions for the transfer. And Scott has those.
We have four additional petitions that were brought in today that we can add to those that were already received on January 11th.
Enough acres and landowners.
Let me just check these over briefly. Sorry, what was that?
The N is no. They haven't sent one back in yet.
Correct.
And the Y is S.
Right, yes. Right. And you'll notice the Ys are high, are bold. Yeah. They're in bold print. Those are ones we did receive signatures on.
Now, some of these has been brought in today, which on the Marshall County one, Ernest Allen, 109 acres, that has been brought in.
Right. So what we've
39?
Got
39 acres?
109. And then Dave McKinney would be another one, which was 78, which I brought in.
Right. And the last one is Marjorie Ryman-Schneider. And it's 154 acres. Those are all on the Marshall County side. With my figures and Marshall County's figures from what was received on January 11th, we had just shy of the 50%. You need to have a majority of the landowners controlling a majority of the lands in the district for the petition to be valid. We had about 60% of the landowners on that original petition, so that was covered. We were just under 50% on the acreage. We had 49, I think about 49.7%. We needed 60 acres more to reach 51%. All these acres on the three additional petitions appear to be valid, which gives us another
341.71 acres.
Yes, so that puts us well over, which I'm a lot more comfortable with that. I don't want it to pass by just a smidgen. It's better if it passes overwhelmingly. Just looks a little better on the records. But everything appears to be in order.
One of the biggest landowners in the district is the DNR, and they're kind of hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
And they own about a fourth of the acres in that, so, of the district. So, but they're really no problem on anything.
I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference, probably to most of the landowners, who manages the district. It'll make a big difference to you three, because you'll be out of it.
Well, is there any other questions that needs to be attended to right now?
I just think for matters of the record, if we just go over what the code, the pertinent code sections, and what's actually required. I mean, I've touched on that a little bit. We're looking at code section 468.533, which is petition canvas. If a district is controlled by landowner trustees, as Marshall Story 1 is, and they wish to give the district back to supervisor control, the requirements under this code section are that a petition must be submitted by a majority of persons, including corporations owning land within the district, assessed for benefits, and who in the aggregate own more than one-half the acreage of such lands. And we've touched on that already. We have more than 50% of the landowners. We have more than half the acreage controlled by those landowners. This was filed in the auditor's office on January 11th, 2013, excuse me. And then the three additional petitions were brought in today, January 31st. The code also specifies that the date of the hearing on that petition, the canvas on that petition, be within 10 to 30 days of the receipt of the petition or within that window. If the petition is found to be valid, which it appears to be, then it becomes effective on the date of the next annual election of trustees. We're treating this as your next annual meeting. There won't be an election because we're transferring control back, ideally. If the petition is found to be valid, and it does look like it's valid, we'll go ahead and it just automatically becomes the supervisor's responsibility. They don't have to acknowledge it. They can't turn it down. The code says they shall accept it. They will probably meet at some future point to formalize that acceptance just to get it in the records. But that wouldn't involve you folks. It would just be the supervisors of Marshall and Story Counties getting together in probably a telephone conference meeting to acknowledge that they've received the petition and that they understand that they now have control of the district.
They would take care of that then, the supervisor?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What we need from the district trustees is code section 468.536 is a final report setting forth the amount of cash funds on hand or the credit of the district, which that's maintained in our office. Story County will be the controlling county since the majority of district land is in Story County, so we keep the funds. The amount of outstanding indebtedness of the district, any outstanding contracts or repairs or work that's being done in the district, and a statement showing the condition of improvements of the district. It's my understanding that there is an outstanding bill for attorney fees. We have not received that. But it sounds like it's in the mail to us as we speak. It may even come in today. Well, it's probably this week sometime. I would not think that would be an excessive amount. It's usually run between $100 and $200 for his yearly fees.
Plenty of money there.
Right. There's over $10,000 in the district fund at this point. I think it's around $13,000. Also, the trustees, Eric, brought in an invoice from Mum Backhoe and Excavating for some work done in the district for $1,279.60. So those would be the two outstanding bills, this one and the attorney's fees, which we have not yet received. So the only thing that we should need from you folks is just a brief statement about what needs to be done, what you think the condition of the district is right now. Is there any work that is urgent or not? Or do we just wait? Traditionally, at least on the Story County side, we've not gone out looking for things to be done. We wait for the landowners to come to us because, and you being landowners, you're the guys that are out there in the fields that own the land that know what's wrong. And when there's a tile collapse and then we get a complaint, then we address that at that time. So unless you know of something that needs to be done immediately.
The Story County side, I don't think anything really needs to be done, because I think everything's mostly been taken care of, hasn't it, Eric?
Oh, we've got, of course, everybody knows that tile's 100 plus years old and was undersized at the time. There are several blow up holes on the bottom end of Story County and the top end of Marshall County. We have repaired some of those in the past and have not been successful at it. So I guess at this point we would feel there may be a need in the future for a different type or a new outlet end of the tile that is an issue that needs to be brought up at some point in time. Because the repairs we've made just continue to blow back out.
So it's failing in the same place that you're making the repairs?
To a point, yeah. There's on the bottom end, the tile is probably... It was undersized when they put it in 100 years ago, and that would be the only thing I would know that needs to be addressed is to look at the bottom end of the actual tile in the ground and see what possibilities there are in the future of replacing that or correcting it somehow.
Seeing that with all the districts in Story County, certainly, they're mostly, all the tile districts are clay tile. The design life of that tile is about 100 years, and all our districts are pushing that right now. So that's hardly surprising.
So really, undersized when it was put in, it was probably good enough, but there's been a lot of tiles drained into it since.
That's got to be stopped.
I don't think anybody foresaw the intensity of tiling 100 years ago that we have today.
Back at that time. So.
And where we've had the blow-up holes that we haven't fixed right away or haven't been able to fix, that's created more problems than the tile because it exposes the tile underground's pretty good shape until you expose it to weather and
collapse.
And the temperature changes, so that's probably created more problems throughout the years by not fixing them as they went, and we're probably, that would be the issue is on the outlet end of things of getting a better outlet for the drainage would help the people up on the top end probably. Beyond that, I think everything on the top end is in pretty good shape, isn't
everything
it?
Everything up on the top end is A, B, and C tile lines are in good shape. Of course, like the C branch, that's mostly all solid tile because that goes through the DNR ground on that. And they put that in themselves at no cost to the taxpayers.
I don't know of anything else that we need to address. I'm not even sure if we need a motion. Do we move to accept? I don't know how the canvases work for elections. Do we move to accept the petition?
Never canvassed a petition for a drainage district, but for a election canvas, we just accept the petitions is valid, or the results is valid for an election, so I assume we're going to accept the signatures and the petitions as valid and meeting the requirements of the code. So.
Well, it appears that they do.
I shall move that as a motion for the two auditors to accept the signatures on the petitions as valid and reaching the requirements of the code, yes.
I'll second that motion.
We'll do a roll call vote. So Marshall County?
Yes.
Story County? Aye. So.
Okay.
Accepted your petition.
That being the case, I'll set up a meeting between the supervisors of Marshall and Story Counties at some future point just to get it officially on the minutes and in the records of the district that they've accepted control of the district of Marshall Story 1. And that will probably just be a telephone conference call, just really a formality because the code says they have to accept it. We're just having a meeting to make it official and in the minutes.
Unless you just want to send us a copy of the canvas and we can just put it on our board meeting and they can accept it at one of our board meetings.
Yeah, we can do that if you think that's acceptable.
Yeah, I think that works. At least the Story County Board is well aware that you are returning control to the counties, so they're really looking forward to it. They love drainage. No, they weren't surprised, I guess. The Board of Supervisors, they're kind of resigned to their duties as drainage trustees. So
this is the only one. trustee ran.
Yes.
It's the last one I think we had, yeah.
We had one in Cambridge, and they dissolved the district. Boy, it's like 14, 15 years ago.
Because it was entirely inside the town, so
yes.
They can do that, yeah.
They felt that the district no longer served much purpose because the city's storm sewer system was taking care of it. Yes. Yeah, well, your last official action can be to move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Now you've got a box of records from the years. Does that need to come here or the Marshall County?
Yeah.
A suitcase full of.
If you want to bring it here, we can sort through it and see if it needs to be divided among the two counties.
That would be all the records of the trustees for.
Mostly, it's just the elections, is what it is.
Okay. However long you've had your own trustees.
It's a pretty big suit.
Well, you probably got it way back before that, too, because you'd need all the records and maps and such.
Well, that sheet I gave you was the original of the starting of the district.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get the last part, sorry. I was trying to make some notes. Yeah. Yeah. According to the original engineer's report, when they started the whole thing, it was 4,500. And he said about 4,500, but that's as exact as it got. Yep. Yeah, and how many, what size, this many feet of this size tile, this many feet of this size tile.
You lost your job, Steve.
You lost
your
job.
Probably Kevin got to
so we go celebrate?
Probably Kevin got the skid loader all gelled up.
Oh, yeah.